Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pamela Mutine. Thank you so much for being with us. Yes, as Gugu said, the last time we were together, it was at SONA. So we're back in our Johannesburg studio. So all systems goes. And as you would have it, obviously, we're going to be looking at things happening right here in our city. And we're going to start at Roodepoort. In fact, the statement came through last night where we were told that there were some miners that were trapped in a mine, a disused mine in Roodepoort. The number was not very clear. In fact, they said about two, but today it turns out it could be two or more. Johannesburg EMS spokesperson Robert Mulaudzi is on the line with us. Ntate Mulaudzi, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Tumela, and evening to the listeners.
We got a statement last night saying that there's a possibility that there were some miners who were trapped in a disused mine in Roodepoort. The number was not clear. How soon did you get the alarm and when were you called in?
Yeah, we received a call on Sunday, early hours of the morning, at around 2. That's when we got a call from the South African Police Service, the local police station in Florida, to say that there are reports of people who are trapped in one of the disused shafts in Roodepoort at the Rentlis's mine. So we immediately activated our search and rescue unit and also paramedics from Gauteng EMS, of which we went in. We attempted to go underground, of which we did about 15 meters down underground, and then we had some problems with some oxygen deficiencies down there. Then we had to bring our rescuers to the surface, of which we needed some to reinforce our operation. We called the DMR to activate the mine rescue technicians, who are mostly operating in that space of mine rescue. So the chief inspector did came. They conducted their inspection to determine what kind of resources they will be required. And then due to the nature of that shaft, because it was rehabilitated before, it looks like now it has been tampered with, so it was much more dangerous for us to operate at night. So we had to call off our search, and then we reconvened it again this morning. This morning we did up to 70 meters along that shaft, of which we came across a I would call it in a layman's language, I would say a platform, a wooden platform, which has got a hole around, it should be between around 70 to almost 100 meters down. After that platform, there's a hole which has been created, which takes you further to a makeshift stairs, which is where we have ended, before we even reach to where those illegal miners are alleged to have been trapped. So that area is a problem for us because technically, as the people who are conducting rescue operation almost on a day-to-day basis, it actually put us in a very difficult situation to continue, because the way the area is set up, if anything happened to one of the rescuers, we are not going to be able to bring back that rescuer. So what happens, ultimately, is when we conduct rescue operations like this one, so every time the system which is guiding the rescuer is designed in such a way that we, the people who are outside in the surface, we are able to rescue our colleague who is underground. So at any given time, if the system or the environment doesn't allow to be able to rescue that person, we cannot continue, because we will actually be taking a chance. If anything happens to that person, it means that that person, you're not going to be able to rescue that person. So we had to terminate our operation because of that situation, that the operation will be much more dangerous now to us, the rescuers. We had to go out now and look at other alternatives, whether we can be able to have any other maybe manhole which we can use, which will be much more safer for us to go back again to that area where we're operating. So that is where we are, where we ended our rescue operation.
Mr. Malawut, when you say the shaft was rehabilitated, by who? Yes. Was this a disused mine?
Yes, a disused mine. So what happened was, Pumela, some years ago, we had problems. We had a lot of incidents which we were attending to 5-6 years ago. So there was some kind of an operation which was done, I think, by the police and DMR, which is the Department of Mineral Resource. I think they call it Operation Valungkoti. I'm not sure about the title of the operation. So they went out, you know, closing those shafts. So that one, you can see that it was one of those shafts which was rehabilitated. And then one or the other, they managed to, you know, work around it and then try to enter through into that shaft, which is very much dangerous because of, you know, the structural integrity of the very same shaft in terms of collapsing and all that. So that is exactly the nature of the shaft itself as we speak now.
You know what? I know this question is not necessarily supposed to be directed at you, but you've been working very closely with the community members who are assisting you with, you know, names and so on of people who may be down there. They are saying, upon hearing that some of their family members were in trouble, they quickly called the police because they work closely with the police. Yes. What do you know about that? Have you been given more information?
Yeah, yes, I'm sure they did because we got a call from them that there is an situation. And I also sympathize.
Sorry, Mr. Malawuzi. Them is who the family members or the police?
Yeah, we were called by the police. We weren't called by the family members.
Okay.
We were called by the police on the incident. So we actually sympathize with them that they called the police and whatever happened there. But on the other side, we are also disturbed from our side as the rescuers about their conduct. Why am I saying that? Is that yesterday when we left, when we called off our search, we called them to update them about what we are doing in our operation. We give them the full detail of where we are, what we have done. They were there, the community leaders were there. We pleaded with them not to go back and try and conduct any kind of rescue operation because, firstly, that area is risky. Before you even reach to the shaft itself, it's dangerous. As you're walking, any other area around it is dangerous. So you can imagine if you are like closer to that shaft itself. Even the pulleys which they are using, they are not safe enough to, you know, carry a person down there. So we pleaded with them to say they must not try and attempt to go there. And then we agreed with the community leaders. But we're disturbed after we have left, being told that they actually went down there to try and conduct their own rescue operation. So for us, we feel that even though we are pleading with them, they are deciding to continue to do whatever they are doing, which puts them also in a risk of maybe falling also in the very same shaft and being trapped also in the very same shaft.
So where does this leave everybody? We were told that, you know, the oxygen capacity was about 14%, so that's really not good. Family members who are saying that they were going to do the rescue themselves. Was this an agreement to say you're coming back, or have you totally abandoned the mission?
Yes. The agreement is that we are going to look, being led by the mine rescue teams, who are familiar with the terrain in terms of the shafts themselves, because they've got the map which actually shows you the channel to say this shaft 2, this is how it goes, just like that. So this one, I think it's shaft 2. It doesn't have any other connection in terms of any other tunnel where maybe we can say we'll go to channel 2, shaft maybe 1, which is going to connect on that one. So because of that, even if we're using a map, we are unable to use any other means. Hence, we wanted them to give us some intelligence, because they know there were people there in the area who were telling us that they know that there is another hole in the same shaft which these illegal miners are using, but they are unable to tell us because of for safety reasons, because they might be victimized, because they don't know whether amongst us there might be people who are stakeholders in terms of whatever operations they're doing illegally there. So they were not comfortable to give us information. So we agreed that we'll create a platform where we'll have some intelligence, and then, of course, through the police, that information will come to us, of course, through DMR, and then we'll be able to activate our teams again and then go back and try and use the very same main holes which they are using, except the one which we tried from Sunday, of which that one we are totally not going to go back there, because we have got evidence that that area is dangerous for our team. So we cannot take that chance. So we have to use alternative routes to be able to move back into that shaft.
Are the police part of this operation?
Yes, the police are part of the operation. Even the local police were there from Sunday, and also their team, the search and rescue team, were also in attendance when we were conducting the operation.
So as you left to go and regroup, you left the police at the location?
Yes. However, I got a call from one of the community leaders there that the people have decided to go back there. They are conducting their own thing. They had to pull some community member who was struggling to breathe because of oxygen deficiencies. So I had to activate to call the police to say, hey, I'm told, I just got a call from a community member who's saying that people are trying to get in there, and of which we have agreed. Of course, I'm sure they did activated the police to go maybe make sure that shaft is secured so that we don't have any other incident which might be reported, while we work on other avenues which will assist us to be able to go back and continue with our operation in the area.
All right. So are you expected to get back tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, but I'm sure maybe sometime this week. I cannot really give the time frame in terms of what is the exact time, a date where we will be able to go back that side.
Do you think there's still life there?
Right now, I cannot really commit as familiar because, you know what, when we were started the initial operation from on Sunday morning, early hours, you could hear like the scream from maybe a distance of about 100 meters away from the shaft where we're operating. So the more we went down, because we went 15 meters down, we came back, we went 50, we came back, we went 70, and then we went between 70 and 100. So those voices, we couldn't hear them. So we don't know, with the nature of this kind of incidents, with the little experience which I have, you find out that when we leave the operation, something might happen overnight while we are not there. That one we cannot, with my 23 years of service, you find out that as and when you conduct an operation, there's a parallel operation which is happening. You get there, you find out that the situation is no longer the way it was last night when you left. So there is that possibility that something might have happened while we were away overnight before we reconvened again in the morning.
Which is why I ask if the police are stationed there. And you're saying...
On that one, I can't... it's a valid question, but I can't comment on that one, because the expectation from ourselves is that shaft will be secured so that we, as and when we go back, the area is secured, and then also the community members, they don't go back. But in terms of whether that is happening, I think the police will be the right people to comment in terms of what is happening here.
I appreciate that. Joburg EMS spokesperson Robert Mlaotsi. This is after they had to abandon a rescue operation at Randlee's gold mine in Roodepoort. Two or more mining operations were happening there. These are two miners who were conducting some illegal operations, and some loud, very disturbing screams came through last night. In fact, he says in the morning, the police were alerted and this is how EMS got involved. So that operation has been halted because it was not safe for rescue workers anymore. The police are meant to be there. We will find out if they really are. We'll try and get all the relevant people to give us a response. But he's not promising that they'll get back there tomorrow. So as and when that happens, we'll bring that story to you.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.